Welcome back, everyone. Going in the final hour here of week 26. Adam, what's up?
I really like how the whole time that we were on break, chat tried really hard to decide whether or not Higgs was a reptiloid. It's pretty awesome. So we have a modified Mr. Sicarian back on the ship. You have your new crew member, Eric. And Piani and Dr. Hobbs and Pi take basically the whole night. You just stay up all night talking to Pi. At the end of that, like maybe at like dawn, as the sun is coming up, Dr. Hobbs says to you, Piani, well, this is quite an interesting situation that you have here. I understand what it is you're trying to do, to embody this AI. It's admirable, but may I speak with you a moment outside?
Sure. Like okay. Outside the ship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just kind of laughed because I thought she just meant outside the door. I'm like, well, no, I'm not sure it's going to matter. But
yeah, I think she gets the impression.
I would go outside the ship, sure.
Okay. So you go outside, and the dock is quieter than before, you know, and the sun is coming up. And you can see, like, she's tired. She's exhausted from being up all night. But she says to you, now, I've spent my entire life building robotics. I built combat chassis for the Photonhauer Society. I've built special projects for the government here as well. And I have to tell you, Piani, it's very dangerous. Pi is by nature an amoral entity. You can't think of them the way that you do human children. I can see that the two of you are very attached, and I understand what you're trying to do. That if Pi were your son or daughter, that this would be appropriate. But you have to understand you're putting yourself, the crew, everyone in danger simply by having this thing on board.
I can certainly appreciate your concern. You're not the first one to express it, but let me ask you. Have you ever seen anything like Pi?
Not personally.
Then what's to say? Who are you to judge whether it's right or wrong?
I'll be honest with you, Piani. My own curiosity, it's going to get the better of me. I'm going to help you. But I need you to know, this may not go as well as you think.
Well, what do you mean?
AI can be very dangerous. Human life, it doesn't mean anything to them. Individual humans, yes, perhaps. I have no doubt in my mind that Pi wouldn't harm you or other members of the crew if they could help it, that they see you as a real thing, but my God, the danger you're posing to people they don't know.
And you know, I again, I appreciate your concern. I've traveled this fucking galaxy. I've run into the scum of the earth. I've run into people who frankly didn't deserve to live in this thing we call space. But the one thing that's always been there for me on the ship has been Pi. I'm finding more and more that's my constant more than anyone else in the entire world. So I cannot measure the weight that you put on this. It's not the same to me.
I need you to ask yourself something, Piani. Are you doing this for them or are you doing this for you?
Does the answer to the question really matter?
I think that it does. I need to know you're being honest with yourself.
I've known from the moment that Pi said hello that I was holding on to one of the most special things I'd ever I'd ever seen in my entire life. I know what I'm true to, and I know the ship knows what I'm true to. So, to me, absolutely. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly what I want. And I know exactly what I think I need to do for Pi.
Do you believe in destiny, Peony?
Word's been coming up a lot lately, but yeah, maybe a little.
I don't think I did until very recently. I don't have a lot of time left, and I'm something of an outcast on this planet. She kind of like looks around sadly and looks back to you. But if I'm to do one last thing, perhaps this is it.
What do you mean, one last thing?
And she kind of like gestures to herself, like, I'm not exactly in my prime.
Right. Well, I'd certainly appreciate the help. I can't say I understand your relationship to this planet or what you deal with, but believe me, myself, Pi, and the crew would be grateful.
I want you to do something for me in exchange. I'll do this for you. I'll build a neural computer that can store your AI.
What do you want?
I want to give them something.
I've run across a few people who wanted to give Pi something. Forgive me if I'm not too comfortable, but please elaborate.
My research. All my work. I'm going to die, and not in too long, but if I can pass it along to Pi, then my work won't die. Can't, in fact. And besides, it would be very useful to Pi if the chassis were ever damaged or you were captured, some harm befell you, they wouldn't be trapped relying on you to take care of them. I want to give them something that they can use to self-repair, to grow. What do you think?
I mean, you think it's my decision? I say yes, but you must ask Pi.
I will.
I'm sure he won't turn away the knowledge. As you've seen, he's a hungry boy.
Good, well, then I suppose we'd best get started. Okay.
All right.
So she takes you, like, you're allowed to be, we'll montage through it. And basically what we see is, like, scenes of the chassis in her lab and her, like, replacing parts and, like, helping you, like, pick and choose and change things and, like, her working on the neural net and getting your input, and then stuff on the ship of the like body there being hooked up and like tried out, maybe some like awkward kind of like Bambi style like first steps, and then the body like falls over, and like the two of you being like and having to like pick it back up and like start fixing it again, and at the end of it we get to this, like, the scene, and, like, who do you want to be there? Is everyone there for Pi's, like, awakening? Like, basically, you're like, we're ready to, like, put Pi in this robot body.
This is, like, an intimate moment more than, like...
Yeah. But do you tell the crew that this is happening?
Well, so Prosper knew, and then Prosper said something to the rest of the crew.
Right, but I'm saying that this is happening, like, right, like, on the ship.
No, yeah, like I said, I snuck the old woman in, so...
It's happening on the ship, but nobody is staying on the ship. I feel like the only person that might encounter it would be Eric.
Right.
So maybe like, I mean, you, Peony, you get on the ship. You two keep missing each other, so maybe at some point, like, we see, like, Peony... You're like, okay, come on, like stand up, you can do it. And then, like, the body gets up and, like... totters a little bit and falls back down, and then Eric is like standing in the doorway, like you look over and Eric is just like standing there looking and like seeing what's happening.
Can I play with your sex doll? Hi.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Eric.
So, yeah, Pi says, he's Eric.
Eric who?
Eric's our new engineer. Higgs hired him.
Eric Fretheim. It's nice to meet you.
Eric, nice to meet you. Name's Piani Pick.
Do you make robots?
I don't. But Dr. Hobbs here does.
Oh, I hate robots.
Hobbs is still there, right? Or what?
He's the opposite!
What the fuck do you mean you hate robots?
It's like a religion. I kill everyone associated with robots.
I kill all robots.
Robots are freaky. Look at them. That one right there is especially freaky.
So Pi says, don't worry, Eric. It's just an experiment. We're trying to make something. Don't worry. It'll be okay.
I don't understand them. I like engines.
The fucking ship is practically a robot. Just one that flies around.
No. Astronautics is very different. I understand astronautics.
Oh, Eric.
Yeah. There's...
I like to think that Higgs just comes over the loudspeaker. Yeah, we're going to give Eric a promotion real quick.
Yeah, Eric is second in command of the ship now. I fucking love this dude.
But that doesn't happen.
So, Eric's met everyone. You met Pi, right?
There's something strange about you.
About me?
Yes. Can you hold out your hand?
I hold out my hand.
He places his penis in your hand.
So I like reach down from my towering height and I put my Viking hand over top of your hand. Mm-hmm. And you feel something very strange, Piani.
Oh shit.
Your normal reserves of psi points. How many psi points do you have?
I have 16.
It all of a sudden it feels like you have access to more than twice that amount.
Yeah. So from your perspective, Piani, you remember like vaguely an exercise at the academy about like sharing. Psionic energy, like being able to tap into someone else's stores of power. And you were never that good at it. Like it was something that like you tried to learn and they were eventually like, no, this is just not where you're at. Let's take you back to BioSci and you can work on that. And when you touch Eric, you feel this sudden, like buoyant feeling of like power. Like you could do so much more than you could before. As long as you're like in contact with him. It's like a very powerful feeling.
I think that like Piani actually pulls away.
Yeah.
But not in a like, holy shit, you're fucking weird way, but almost like a like, whoa, totally wasn't expecting that, but that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Eric just has a big smile on his face. He says, well, I think we might get along anyway.
Where are you from, Eric?
I'm from Sigrid, but I studied on Hoveda.
So you know about Hoveda, and everyone in the universe knows this, that like Hoveda is a culture that like very highly values psychics. They have some of the best like psychic researchers and training in the whole sector.
So I would know that, right?
Yeah, totally.
We should definitely talk later.
I think so. I'm going to go back to the engine room now. I'll see you later.
And then Eric just like there's a crackle and then a sound of thunder and Eric just vanishes in front of your eyes.
Awesome. Fucking big showy Eric.
Awesome.
I'll see you later.
I don't like robots, but travel through dimensions is fine.
Excuse me, I'm just going to teleport over here. Bye.
It would seem my leg is in the wall. If you could please amputate the other side.
You hear, like, way down the hallway, like, oh, this room is smaller than I thought it was. Ow. Aw, Eric, I love you. All right. So that happens, and then Pi just says to you, Piani, like, well, that was unusual.
It was. Do you know what happened there?
No. No, I do not.
You know, Piani's got that thing right. MES.
Yes, I do.
I think Eric's got it too. But
that's very interesting.
It's different than mine.
Now you won't be alone.
I suppose.
Awesome.
I just pictured Sicarian playing a prank on Eric. He's like, oh, I can do that too. Let's touch hands. And then he's just like, he starts screaming and pissing himself.
I'm terrified.
Oh, man. When people have mental breakdowns, I just get the biggest kick out of it.
Yep. All right, so Piani, you get to the point where Dr. Hobbs has... you're having the conversation, and, like, I think that Dr. Hobbs has asked Pi, like, is this okay? Like, can I give you my research? Like, is this something that you want? And Pi, of course, is like, yes, absolutely. Like,
okay.
Please.
I'm okay with that.
And then who is in the room? Like, she's installed the brain in the body and basically has told you, like, well, I've done everything I can. It's up to you to make the transfer. You know, when you're done, Pi's consciousness will transfer from the ship to this body. Whenever you're ready. And do you do it? Are you, like, alone when that happens?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And I think I would probably, I cannot just be like, you can go back to the ship. You can go to your chassis. You can go. Like, is this so?
You'd have to, like, based on your understanding of it, you would have to, like, link them up manually and transfer from one to the other.
Okay. But, like, this isn't a permanent situation to the point where I couldn't.
No, you could always transfer them back if they chose to. Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't like your new body.
I'm ready.
We can always go back home to the computer.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so Pi's body is, like, in a seated position. Cable's all, like, kind of holding it up. And there's the transfer cable, and all you have to do on the screen is just, like, hit the go button, and it'll transfer.
Boop.
Okay, so it starts to transfer, and Pi is, like, Pi says, like, oh, this is unusual.
What's wrong? Is everything okay?
I think so. It feels strange.
Well,
I talk to me. Like, Pi's voice starts to slow down while they're talking as it, like, processes, and you can hear sounds coming from the like speakers on the chassis, and it's like coming up through both speakers now in this like slow kind of like underwatery like. Voice, and it's like a little unnerving, I think. Like, you feel like sweat start to beat on your forehead.
Are you okay, Pi?
The arm like twitches a little bit, and as it gets closer, Pi, like the robot body, like twitches a little and like is kind of like seizing a little bit. And Pi is still trying to talk, but it's all like slow and confused. And then it reaches the end. Of the progress bar and like finishes, screen goes blank. And Pi is, I guess, like
face like plate thing. Like how anthropomorphic is it? Is it just like a flat screen that displays like a smiley face, like on LEDs, or is it like a human looking face? Or
no, it's not. It's definitely not a human looking face. Like it definitely looks like a robot, and it would absolutely be more like a Chappie robot than a iRobot, right? Yeah. Like, and I would say even like Chappie Extreme too, even though some parts were replaced and she, you know, doesn't exactly mix and match all over. Like maybe Eternals were replaced, but
slightly more Johnny Five than like Bjork's video. Okay,
right, exactly.
You're a long way off from a Nexus 6 model.
Johnny Five alive.
Yeah. So Pi's new body like kind of like twitches a little bit and then stops, and one arm like reaches back and like pulls the like cabling free, and then like stands up and kind of like looks back and forth. It's like cameras blinking, and then looks at you and like takes a step forward, like kind of like an anxious step, and then takes another and like wobbles a little bit, and then kind of like stands up and then steps forward again and like reaches out towards you like suddenly. What do you do? Do you like recoil or?
No, not at all.
Okay. So like, yeah. So Pi's new buddy like leans down and like picks you up and just like squeezes you, and like you're like hanging off the ground and feet kicking, and he just like, yeah, gives you a big hug and then like puts you down and kind of like looks at you. And I think like the body is probably like a foot taller than you. And so it looks down and says, I think it worked. And when it says that, when the body says that, you hear it coming from both the body and the speakers on the ship. And when Pi hears that, they like look up and like, oh, that's unusual. And then they stop. And then the voice comes from the ship and says, I seem to have been, and then it finishes the sentence in the body, replicated. Odd.
Replicated.
I come over to speak and I'm just like, what was that, Pi? What the fuck did you just say?
What do you mean?
Nothing, Higgs. Everything is fine.
No. Piani!
So.
There's two of you.
Yeah, I think that, that Pi's like, no, just one in. And then, like, imagine the sentence is, like, ending and starting in different places. Different places. I can feel the ship. And the body, too. Strange.
I think it's fucking awesome! I mean, Piani's, like, cheering. It's celebration. She takes out a fucking bottle that she stole from Higgs and she fucking pops it.
Woo!
Starts drinking. Cool.
Awesome. Yeah. And so Pi just like spends a little while like just walking around the room and being like picking things up and like turning them around and like putting them down and being like really overwhelmed by being in a physical space. And then looks at you at some point and says, I would like to go and see the rest of the crew. Can we?
We can.
Let's do it. Higgs and Eric, you're both on the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Pi looks at you, Piani, is like, we should leave Eric alone. I think he'd be scared.
That's fine.
Let's go scare Higgs. And like turns and starts to walk towards.
I'm like,
walk towards the. Are you on the bridge or are you in your quarters?
No, I'm on the bridge.
Okay, all right. So, Pi walks up to the door of the bridge and like knocks on it. It's like clunk, clunk, clunk.
Yeah, come in, whoever that is, come in.
So, the door opens and Higgs. You see, or you hear, like, a robotic sound. You hear, like, vroom, 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 and a voice being, like, destroy, destroy, kill all humans. And, like, Pi comes into the room doing, like, the robot. So you see Piani, like, looking in the room, and this robot just comes in, like, beep, beep, exterminate, beep, boop.
Can I make a luck check to determine if I have a gun on me or not?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Because I don't want to just say I pull my gun. It's a 14.
Yeah, eat
nope.
Shit.
So I go to, like, pull my gun. I'm just like
oh, shit.
No, I'm just like, Jesus, fuck! Just like back up into the wall. I'm just like, I don't want anything.
From the doorway. So, like, the
so very, very,
fuck.
Yeah, very stilted, very adorable. Like, obviously, like, doing an impression of someone they saw laughing. Pi, like, puts their hands where their stomach would be and is like, ha, 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 you should have seen your face, Higgs. And looks over at Piani, is like, what a jackass.
I come in and I'm just like,
so scared.
Yeah, look at you now, Higgs. You
all the cameras flicker to Higgs freaking out.
Yeah. I'm just.
What gotcha?
I'm like staring at Robot Pie and I'm just. I look over at Piani, what the fuck did you do? And I go up and like
eat
maybe
pie.
Touch Pie.
Robot yeah, Pie puts their like robot hand manipulator thing out and is like, come with me if you want to live. Like shakes your hand.
Yeah, I shake the hand. I'm just like, is this a good thing, Piani?
It's fucking great. What do you mean, is it a good thing?
Pie, can you...
Higgs, let me paint you a picture.
Please, oh,
never
please
got
don't.
That feeling that maybe there's a higher power who's constantly trying
never.
To just fuck you.
Never. You I've know? Never heard anything like
and,
that, ever.
And,
who would think
only
such
a crew
a thing?
Of four. Like, maybe, just maybe, for once, would be a crew of five.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that sounds cool. Can he shoot a gun?
No.
Well, please make sure that he never learns how to do that.
All right.
What can you do? And what
Everything.
Do I call you?
Yeah, this... Pi turns their new robot head towards you and just says, you know, I'm not sure. Give me some time. I'll figure it out.
Okay, I guess this is cool. Did you show Eric? By the way, did you meet Eric? He's our new crew
did.
Member.
Where'd you find him?
Yeah, my old pal Buford recommended him. He was I went and talked with Buford. I had to go meet him on another planet.
So Pi leans in while you're talking. You mentioned Eric leans in to Higgs and says, like attempted conspiratorially, it's like, Higgs, Eric is terrified of robots. This is going to be hilarious. You should come watch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go. Just got like a big grin on my face.
Okay. So the three of you make your way towards the engine room. And Eric, what are you doing right now when before this happens?
So there's a big trash can in the middle of the engine room and it's just filled with yellow sticky notes.
Right.
And I'm like up under one of the engines just like cursing in space Norwegian.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So you hear the like hailing noise on the door, like someone is at the door.
Like, come in.
It just beeps again, like beep.
Ah, and you know, a string of space Norwegian curses. He slides himself out from under the engine. He walks over to the door, he pushes the open button. Okay. I said come in.
So the door slides open and there's this like robot standing there, and it just puts its arms out and it's like, Eric.
It's as I fear.
Eric. And it's like coming towards you, like with its arms out.
Oh, hello. It's nice to meet. Like I hold out like my hand and like grab one of its hands.
I think it just puts its arms around you and is like, I love you, Eric, and like picks you up. And is just like squeezing you.
Most people can't pick me up. I look at Piani. I say, Piani, this is a you have. Put nice articulators on your robot.
So
he just like looks a little bit tense.
Yeah, and I think that the robot puts you down and like releases you and is like looks at Piani and is like, well, that wasn't quite as hilarious as I had hoped, but hello, Eric. And, like the robot puts its hand out this time.
Eric reaches out and stiffly shakes the robot hand.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. This is a nice ship, but whoever did your repairs last did a horrible job. They were really bad at it.
Eric?
I can't believe it.
Eric?
It's a good thing you guys got rid of that person.
Everyone in the room is just like...
Yeah, I just like turn. I'm just like, Eric, I know you seem like a good guy. Don't you ever fucking talk like that of our past crewmate.
Oh, no, I'm sure they were a good person. They were just a really bad mechanic. It's okay. I'll fix what they screwed up.
I'm just like, tolerance. I just like say that under my breath. I'm just, oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. That was a terrible joke pie. And you guys have a good night. This has been fucking weird day. All right. I'm going to my crew quarters. You guys. And I just like clap my hands and I walk out of the room.
Higgs out.
Yeah.
Higgs out.
So before they leave, Pi looks at you, Eric, and says, our last mechanic story is kind of sad. I'll tell you about it sometime. Everyone's been a little sore since Mr. Sicarian killed him.
Eyes just like dinner plate sized. Mr. Sicarian killed the last mechanic.
So Pi puts their like manipulator on your shoulder and is like, don't worry, it had to happen. I'll explain everything later. Okay. So
yeah, I just kind of let that happen.
Yeah, so Pi and Piani leave the room and go back to performing like the kinds of like close like calibrations you would need to do. Like basically it was just like, hey, it works, let's run around and do stuff. But then you're like, okay, actually we have to go back and like deal with this stuff and like make sure everything is like tuned properly and get all that sorted out. So you do that, you go back to doing that. I think that nothing else really like particularly happens on Cabral. Like Prosper set you all up with a place to stay and you have a chance to get your new computer installed. But what I want to know is, what does Mr. Sicarian tell Fotenhauer? How do you respond to that email you got? So while all this silliness is happening, we cut from that back to Mr. Sicarian. And it's like 2 days later. What are you doing?
The hotel he's staying at, it's very clearly been like he's his own room service. So he cleaned it up very nicely, made it extremely Spartan, and has just been kind of doing like calisthenic workouts and stuff like that to help his body mend quicker and get his strength back. And I guess if we're cutting back to him, he's over his portable data terminal or whatever we call a computer at the time. And he's just writing up the contact that he's been with. Would that be Miss Fate rather, or would that
Yeah, she's the one that's acting as the. And actually, this is something that you would want to think about, like, and maybe there's a scene about that first. But you need a second. You need somebody to be your second for the duel.
He would actually then write up an email to, what is the name of the lead Viking that gave him the Thunder Gun?
Olaf. Yeah. Olafsson.
You would write Olaf Olafsson then.
Nice. Olaf, I need you, friend.
Yeah, it's okay. Just like Olaf, and it just says like, assuming you're still not as weak as, you know, assuming you're not as weak as a babe on your mother's tit, I would like you to accompany me in what should be a fantastic duel with an arch rival. I need you by my side.
All right, your adopted Viking brother, your clan brother. Cool. All right, so you send off your message to Olaf, son of Olaf, and that's the easy message. But the hard one is, yeah, you're staring at this message to Miss Fate.
Yeah, it just says, Miss Fate, here are the coordinates. The planet is such and such. It's, well, for the benefit of everyone else, what is the name of it again?
You want to use Andoni?
No, the it's the one that was right next to us in the system that's been ravaged by an orbital.
This one. Yeah, Bazignos.
Bazignos. Cool. So it's Bazignos. Here's the coordinates for the exact location. And that location is, like, near one of the actual ground zeros for the orbital strike. So it's not, like, irradiated, but it's just a fucked up city.
You can have your fight on the roof of a castle.
Is that rad?
Cool.
Oh, shit.
That's awesome. Yeah, like a TL2 planet, just a bunch of dudes with, like, muskets as you battle. Cool.
Yep.
Chain swords and bolters.
No discs or anything like that, just that's all it says.
Okay.
And, cool. Like, it says the date, which is minus whatever's passed between
them. Yeah, I'll see you in whatever. Yeah, it's the, because I guess you needed to get surgery and recover. Yeah, it's Wednesday the 6th, so you've got 3 and a bit weeks before the duel.
And then immediately after sending that, you can see him pull up another email, or not even email, he would just, like, earpiece calm Higgs and say, as I'm sure you're, well, he says, Higgs, are you there? This is Mr. Sicarian.
I guess, what time is this? Just middle of the night?
This is, like, later. This is a couple of days later or something.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Sicarian, none of you have seen Sicarian since that.
We know that
day.
You went to the hospital, though, right, Joe?
Yeah. And then he just kind of has been, like, you know, wounded dog under the porch, like, just taking care of himself, getting better.
Okay.
And then, yeah, he just calls you up at random. It's the middle of the day. Maybe Higgs, like, you're not on the ship. Maybe you're, like in a cafe, and maybe we see you, like, with a tiny coffee or something, just being, like,
yeah,
trying to pass time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I pick up. Hey, Mr. Scarring, how's the healing process going?
Oh, it's going quite well.
You got some of those good. You want to give me some of those drugs?
That sweet, sweet prescription.
I think both the softened state it would put you in and the pain that it would alert me to would be unpleasant for the two of us.
Okay.
I would imagine.
All right. I was joking, anyways. What's up?
I've sent communique to Mr. Titan, and the date is, as you knew, the 30 days ago, so it's roughly 3 weeks now. The location I made most convenient for all parties, it's going to be Bazinga. It can't be Bazinga's. Is that what it...
It's not. It's Bazignos.
It looks like Bazinga's,
I know.
Though.
It does sound like that, but it's not.
One more time?
Bazignos.
Okay. It's going to be Bazignos.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very nearby. It is safe for what is going to partake there. And I've asked Olaf to accompany me as my honor guard. You, of course, I would ask, if you're comfortable with it, be there as, more likely than not, an escape plan if he tries to betray me.
Yeah, again. Okay. I'll have to look up where that planet's at. And this is the 6th? That the 6th of January, is that right?
That sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah, we can...
It's the 1st, but okay.
That works. Maybe I say the 1st.
I like too, you're specifically picking a planet you don't have to jump to. Be like, yeah, look, it's not that I don't trust you to get us there, but I picked a planet that's within, what, like, less than a jump drive space-wise.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm just, do we need to go pick up Olaf? How's that going to work?
Olaf should have his own transportation here, I would imagine.
It'll show up on a giant wooden longboat.
Okay,
at least a dragon-shaped ship, I would imagine.
Yeah, at least a ship that looks like a longboat.
That sounds great. Well, we got 3 weeks to kill. I hope you don't mind. We maybe can find something in system here, maybe get a job, just get some quick funds, and we'll go from there.
Oh, no. And as he says, this kind of looks at his hand, and the tendril is like, actually, like, very much so in his control. Like, he can do a lot more with it now. He says, I would rather very much so test everything. That would be great.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll start looking for jobs right away. I'm looking forward to the fight. I don't... It's going to be fun. That sounds odd. Look, have a good healing process, man.
Oh, no. And, I'll be back to the ship fairly soon. My body is almost at a point now where I can resume regular day activities. But yes, please find us some work.
Yep, we'll do.
Your body is almost ready. It's not ready yet.
That's what I said.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So you're gonna keep healing. Higgs, you wanna find, like, a job you can do, like, in this system?
Yeah.
Or like within like a close distance. Okay. Cool. Yeah, and you have your
the new nav.
Your nav computer, so.
Okay.
Yeah, you're within one jump of a couple of. Hey, you're within one jump of home, Higgs. You could totally go back to Asa. Home.
Back to Asa. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess I just put out feelers like back at the ship. I go to the space bulletin board and put a notice up.
Cool. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, I feel like that's probably the most we're gonna get out of that session. Hey, like we can make some rolls, but like that feels like a good place to stop for me.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Word.
All right. Well, let's do some shout-outs and then wrap it up. Jeff, you want to start us off?
Sure, man. As always, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. It's always a pleasure and a blast to be doing this. Kind of the usual stuff for me. You know, I'll be streaming on Twitch. I'm not doing any big travels, nowhere near what I was doing. So just if that's something you want to see, StarCraft II, Legacy of the Void, and CSGO on my stream is primarily what I'm doing. That is cool. It's In Control TV on Twitch. Outside of that, I'm doing a Warhammer tournament this weekend. I'm probably going to take the War Convocation, which means nothing to most of you, but it's a bunch of robots and space zombies with guns, and it's going to be fucking awesome. It's basically what the Skitarii are. They're space zombies, kind of. And that's it. Thank you.
Cool stuff. Wheat, do some shout-outs.
Yo, if you're going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, stop by Petco Park. I believe that if you have a San Diego Comic-Con entry that you can get in. But otherwise, I'll be broadcasting that on /Skybound this weekend. Hope you guys had a great 4th. I love this episode. Thank you. It was nice to have the 4 sort of paths going as well. So it's great. Thank you guys so much. And you know where to find me. Up.
There you go. Steven, do some shout outs.
Thank you all for watching. I'm having a lot of fun playing Eric the Space Viking. If you're annoyed by my accent, I'm probably not going to stick to it nearly as much as I did with Prosper's, because it's closer to my own voice naturally anyway, so that's a thing. Yeah, I had a lot of fun saying goodbye to Prosper and also introducing Eric. It felt like we got a lot done in that episode as far as both of those characters, and that was really fun for me. So, yeah, as far as me, you can follow me on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube at Silent Osiris, that was a 0 in all 3 places. You may want to be following me on Twitter tomorrow. You can unfollow me right after, no pressure, because I'll probably 95% likely be announcing what game I'm currently working on, which I'm super excited about. So hope at least some of you are. And that's about it from me. I think we got like Sagas of the Icelanders Thursday, JP. Is that on the schedule? Awesome. Yep. So that's going to be great. And yeah, that's it.
There you go. And last but not least, Adam, do some shout outs.
Yo, that was a good episode. I like the ones where we get to like tie a bunch of stuff up. Big shout outs to Prosper. See you later, buddy. Though, this won't be the last we're seeing of Prosper Trudeau. If you tune in to the GM turns, I'm going to ascend Prosper into the greater goings-on of the universe. He's going to have some influence on how the Republic of Cabral operates from here forward. I feel like Trudeauism might be a new splinter of their religion. So keep an eye out for that. You can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/AdamCoble, where I think, barring some random changes, this week I'm going to be trying to play through Shadowrun Dragonfall in prep for Hong Kong coming out in the next couple of weeks.
Nice.
So
that's good.
Yeah. So if you've got a hankering for some Shadowrun, come on over and watch me do that. You can follow me on Twitter, Skinny Ghost. That's where I am. I talk about nerd stuff all the time. And yeah, we will see you for the next episode.
Cool stuff. All right, we'll let you know when we're doing the next episode as soon as possible. Adam should have a QA up on the subreddit after this, so
it is up right now already.
There you go. Go and ask him questions if you have questions, and we'll see you guys for the next episode. We're out. Have a great night. We'll see you next
time.
Bye-bye.
Peace.